Aloha and welcome to The Good Life with Danny Yamashiro. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is a program of Danny Yamashiro Ministries, a division of Jesus Christ is Calling You. Contact Danny on Facebook and Twitter or visit him at www.thegoodlifehawaii.org. And now, experience the good life today.
Aloha from Honolulu, Hawaii. I'm Danny Yamashiro. Welcome to The Good Life. We're here to help unleash your God-given purpose. Shannon Morocco is the co-pastor of King's Chapel, Oahu, along with her husband, Joshua Morocco. They founded Intergeneration Youth and Young Adult Ministries, IG, on Maui, where they saw hundreds of young people impacted by the power of God. In those years, Pastor Shannon created and developed an annual purity series and conference, a conference that empowered a young generation to remain pure in a sin-saturated culture. Pastor Shannon, she's full of vision, as you will soon hear, and passion, as you will soon feel, to motivate and release believers into their God-given destinies. And that's why we pause at the beginning of every show to remind you the reason we have the Good Life program is to lead you closer and closer to Jesus Christ so you can walk in your God-given destiny. Yeah. For you to know that He who loves you so much, He died on the cross for your sins. He shed His precious blood on that cross to wash your sins away. He was buried. And 3 days later, He rose again from the grave. And my friend, today, at this very moment, the living Christ, no matter what you're facing, what you're going through, is calling you to Himself. Would you open your heart to Jesus? Would you receive Him as your personal Savior and Lord? You know, that's our heart. That's our prayer for you. Pastor Shannon also started Embrace Women's Ministries, which encourages women to embrace God, others, and their call by seeking Him wholeheartedly. You know, this is only the beginning of what God has ignited in her heart to accomplish for His kingdom. Pastors Josh and Shannon, they've been married for 13 years. They have 3 children, and she's a part of a conference called the Explicit Conference. In fact, you can find out more about the Explicit Youth Conference at explicityouth.com, and we're blessed to have her with us. Pastor Shannon, welcome to our show.
Thank you so much, Danny, for having me. It's such a privilege and honor to be here with you today. So excited to share and share with the people all that God is doing in Hawaii.
Where did you grow up?
Well, I was born and raised up in Kula in Maui, upcountry. My parents still live in the same cute little house they lived that I was born in. And grew up there and really experienced God, and a life changed there as I was a part of First Assembly of God. And now it's known as King's Cathedral with Dr. James and Colleen Morocco. And I have the privilege of having them not only as my senior pastors, but my in-laws. I married their son, Pastor Josh Morocco, and we started ministering right after we got married, age 20, ministered to youth, young adults, started a young adult discipleship school.
Now you not only got married at the age of 20 to Pastor Josh, but did you know each other before that?
Yeah. Actually, Dr. Morocco dedicated me as a baby. Okay. So those pastors out there, you never know when you're praying for a little baby that could be the future spouse of your children.
Dedicate them well.
My goodness, you better pray well because you never know. But, you know, one of the hearts of King's Cathedral is one church in many locations. And many years ago, God called Dr. Morocco not only to be the pastor of Maui, but to be the pastor of the county of Maui, just like there's a mayor of Lanai, Molokai, and Maui. He launched out his first extension in Molokai, and he would travel over there, play worship with his ukulele, and every week he would do the service on Maui and fly over to Molokai. And later in the years, they started a service on Saturday night upcountry at my elementary school, Kula Elementary School, and that's when we started coming as a family, and that was just the beginning of all that God had in store.
Did you grow up in a Christian home? Were your parents believers?
Well, my mom was a believer, and my dad was not. And actually, I have an amazing testimony of what God did in my life. And my parents let me share this testimony because it's a huge part of my life. But my father wasn't saved and had an affair. And finally came out after lots of lies, lots of deceit. It finally was exposed. And I remember the turmoil in my home as a young girl being 6, 7 years old. And my mom just cried out to the Lord, and she was about ready to leave and go back to Colorado where they were from. And, you know, she's such a woman of God. She sought God, and the Lord gave her a word and said, "You're to stay with this man, and I'm going to bring healing, and I'm going to bring change. And it's not going to just affect you, but it's going to affect the generations to come." And I get really emotional because I'm here today because of that decision that my mom made to stay. And through that, my dad got saved. And at that age, I crawled up on my daddy's lap and said, "I want to know Jesus like you know Jesus." And so that's our story of restoration, of healing. And so if you might be out there struggling in your marriage, listen, God can do a miracle because he did it in my family's life. And I am in ministry seeing hundreds saved because of a woman that stayed faithful to pray, that stayed on her knees and sought God for that restoration and healing.
Who influenced you? Who influenced you, Shannon? Who influenced you the most in your growing up years?
Wow. Well, I definitely got to say my mom. You know, she's a quiet woman, but she is a woman of such love, such forgiveness, such example to walk the walk and talk the talk. And she's been nothing but an encouragement. And I want to say to all the parents out there, we would come home late after church or sports. You know, I played lots of sports, and she would always be up. She would always make us a little dinner, grilled cheese or something, you know, and we would sit down, and my sister and I, grilled cheese and tomato or whatever, rice, and, you know, good food. And she knew that that would be the moment that we would talk, you know how girls do. And we would just share our hearts, and she would listen, and she would speak life over us and declare the word of the Lord over us. And it made such an impact in our lives and my sister's life.
Well, what do you remember of what she would say? A phrase, some words that, you know, she would say often.
You know, one thing my parents instilled within me is to always see the good in people. In junior high, I had lots of people that, you know, junior high is a tough age, and that's why we're doing this explicit junior high conference specifically for junior hires, because it's a hard age. You get bombarded, and there's so many kids that are so ruthless and so mean. And so I remember coming home and just weeping and just crying, because I actually went to a Christian school, but those girls were nasty. They were so mean. And my mom at that moment said, "Shannon, Jesus is your best friend." And it radically changed my life as a junior hire to know that even if people leave me or betray me or hurt me, that Jesus is my best friend. And that was really the words that shifted in my heart, that no matter what happened, he's always there for me. And they always taught me to see the good in people. They never talked bad about those people. She said, "You know, honey, hurt people. So we need to pray for them." And it gave me a godly perspective. It set me up for ministry, mm-hmm. to have tough skin and a soft heart for God.
How did you become a Christian?
Well, it was right after my dad gave his heart to the Lord. I saw such a dramatic change in my dad's life. You know, being a young kid, you know, I remember sitting outside the door of my parents' living room, hearing them fight and throw things. And I've always been kind of one to intercede. Even from a young age, I would sit there and just cry and always try to be the peacemaker. And so when my dad gave his heart to the Lord, I saw such a softening, such a change. And it's so funny. My parents are just creature of habit, but they have the same rocking chair that they did when I was a kid. And I remember my dad was sitting in that rocking chair, and I climbed up on his lap and I said, "Daddy, I want to know Jesus like you know Jesus." And, you know, so as parents, never underestimate that your kids are watching and they see and they know, and that you can make a profound difference in their life by what you do and how you say it. And that kind of started me on my journey with the Lord.
It seems, you know, we, as parents pray from time to time, maybe more, we should do it more often than we do. When we pray for the protection over our children's hearts, Lord, protect their heart. Well, your mother had a practical way of doing it. She was actually protecting your heart, or God was using her to protect your heart when she said, you know, look for the good in people.
Yeah.
Hurt people, so we need to pray for them. Those kinds of, those things that you remember, that we would remember that we should remember are practical ways of the answer to prayer.
Yeah.
And how you processed it, you heard it. People can do different things by what they hear, but you heard it, and the Lord really did in preparing you for ministry.
Oh, yeah.
What you're doing today.
It's amazing, because my mom thought that my sister and I would be ruined. You know, it was bad. I mean, she and thanks, Mama, for letting me share this, but, you know, she even broke her toe by kicking my dad. I mean, it, you know, there was turmoil. He slept in the garage for a year. I mean, it wasn't fixed overnight, you know, and it takes that healing work of the power of the Holy Spirit to really bring that healing. And yet she was willing to walk through that. But she always would say, I thought I ruined you and your sister. But it's been the exact opposite, because like right now, today, I'm sharing the testimony of the glory of God, you know, of what God did in my family.
And there's a mother today who is feeling that very same sense of ruining their children.
Yeah.
Or maybe a dad even. You know, he just blew up. He was doing good. She was doing good. You know, encouraging the kids, and something just happened that they are demoralized right now, and they feel like they've taken a few steps forward and taken a giant 10 steps back. Yeah. Your word gives them hope.
I got 3 young kids, and just this morning, I think the most powerful thing that a parent can do is repent. When you make a mistake, you get on your knees and you hold your child and you say, Mommy is so sorry for acting like that. I'm not perfect. You're not perfect. We need Jesus to help us. But please, let's both try better. And I did that this morning, you know, with my daughter. And each kid is so different. Some are very sensitive. My middle daughter is very sensitive. And I have to know how to speak to her and how to talk to her. But that's one thing I can encourage us parents is, don't ever feel like you're too high above to repent, because the greatest thing that you can teach your kids is the power of repentance, because in repentance comes change.
Pastor Shannon, I'm glad you're sitting here in studio with me today, and I'm glad this is only the first segment. You know, in other words, we have a little bit more time with you. And of course, we'll speak more about Explicit, the youth conference, and your passion for young people. When we come back, I just have this sense of, yeah, that we're just getting started. And we're going to go deeper.
Amen.
Deeper, and as we go deeper, wider into the lives and hearts, it's not just about theories, it's not just about ideas. Hey, it does have to do, however, with being in a laboratory. A laboratory of life, a laboratory of practicing. You try, do certain experiments, and you come up with something really, really good. Pastor Shannon Morocco will share about that when we come back. Stay with us.
Wandering the road of desperate life, aimlessly beneath a barren sky. Leave it to me, I'll lead you home.
Danny Yamashiro Ministries presents the Good Life Partnership Club. Join today and receive Danny Yamashiro's inspirational biography, Paradise Calls, as an ebook, a slice of the Good Life CD by mail, a monthly personal letter from Danny that include inspiring devotionals, insider's access of new stories to share, and quarterly newsletters featuring guests, resources, and opportunities for ministry. Plus, a personal invitation to have dinner with Danny Yamashiro this year, and a special Christmas gift exclusively for club members. All this for a minimum monthly commitment of just $25 per month at thegoodlifehawaii.com. For less than $1 per day, the Good Life Partnership Club membership will enrich you and multiply by spreading the hope of Jesus Christ to millions across the United States and the world. People like your family and friends. Join today at thegoodlifehawaii.com and click Partners. That's thegoodlifehawaii.com.
Active lifestyles are promoted for healthy living. This involves exercise and a range of sporting activities. There are times, though, when injuries take place resulting from sports, work, or even the effects of age. In some cases, surgical care is necessary to facilitate proper healing. That's the time to call orthopedic surgeon Dr. Calvin Oishi, with offices at both Palimomi and Kuakini. Dr. Calvin Oishi has treated patients with the compassion, care, and expertise second to none. Call orthopedic surgeon Dr. Calvin Oishi, 484-2042. 484-2042. There was a time when filling up your gas tank was a full-service experience. The attendant would look under your hood, check your oil and water, check your tires, and wipe your windows, all while your tank's being filled. Burt's Union Service Station on School Street still does it. They also provide auto repair services with master mechanics to give your car the needed fixing to keep it going a long time, so your dollars stretch with a lasting, smoothly running vehicle. Visit them today. Burt's Union on School Street.
Listening to The Good Life with Danny Yamashiro. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is a program of Danny Yamashiro Ministries, a division of Jesus Christ is Calling You. Contact Danny on Facebook and Twitter or visit him at www.thegoodlifehawaii.org. Now, let's rejoin Danny and his special guests.
Okay, now let's just say you have a vision. God gives you a vision. Or maybe he just gives you an impression. You have a sense of something grand, something that God wants to do, and that God has chosen to use you. I think it's important to say it. Maybe you think it, maybe you feel it, but no one has come around you to validate that, hey, maybe this is the Lord. Well, maybe it is the Lord. And if it is the Lord, then what do you do with that? It might be vivid. And if it's vivid, you might get frustrated because it's not, you see it, but it's not taking shape the way that you want it immediately. Could it be that the Lord wants you to go to the laboratory and perform some certain experiments along the way? And in those experiments, people are going to come around and you're going to feel like you're failing, like you missed it and that one and this one. But that's part of the laboratory. And out on the other side, a product, a ministry, something for you to give, to share, is going to be pretty well polished as the Lord is taking you through. You're listening to The Good Life Radio Show. I'm Danny Yamashiro. You can find out more about this program at thegoodlifehawaii.com. You can get this program in its entirety for free. If you're tuning in right now, hey, think about a friend, a family member who you can pass this on to because of Pastor Shannon Morocco, who is with us. Again, thegoodlifehawaii.com. Hey, think about this website. Write this down. explicityouth.com. I think you'd want to go there to check out what God is doing in this ministry. Pastor Shannon, share with us about Explicit Youth and the conferences that you're a part of.
Yes, well, it's such a privilege. It's a combination of youth pastors, leaders from all over the island, all different denominations that are coming together to take a stand for purity. It's a movement that is going to radically change these islands. You know, we are bombarded. Our young people are bombarded by filth. I mean, you think in their hand with their iPhone, they can, in a click of a button, they can see pornography. In the click of the button, they can be defiled. But we are not going to sit silently. We are going to take a stand. We're going to equip and teach and inspire young people to live a life for God. And, you know, we just had a meeting yesterday with one of the core teams. We're having our junior high conference coming up May 16th at King's Chapel in East Oahu. And it's for junior hires and parents. We're having a simultaneous conference for parents. And, you know, I'm telling you what, this core team is ready. We are excited to minister to these young people.
It started as one last year, one conference, right?
Yes.
And now it's spawned into four?
Yes. It is multiplying very fast. It went from one high school conference with, I think, about 500 to 700 youth that showed up. Now we are having a junior high explicit conference. Coming up is a senior high, another senior high, and a young adult, and a parents conference. Mm. Amazing. At different churches and at different core teams of people that are coming together with their gifts to really see lives changed.
Your convergence point. There's a certain interface here with you. Obviously, you exude a focus, a passion for young people, for purity. Where did that start for you?
Yeah, many years back. Well, it started my husband and I, Pastor Josh, right after we got married, we came back to Maui to be on staff with Dr. Mark and Pastor Colleen in Maui, and we became the young adult pastors. And just a half a year later, we took over the youth ministry from our youth pastor, who was an amazing hero of ours. And in that, God birthed such a passion to start these purity series in February. Every Wednesday night for a whole month, I would create these themed nights with skits, human videos, testimonies, panels, booklets that we made to inspire kids not to look at purity and want to plug their ears and give a weird face to say, I don't want to hear this, but literally to change a culture of young people, to raise the standard in their lives to live for God in the area of purity.
Where does this come from? Did something happen early on? Where did it click for you?
Well, you know, when I was in high school,
it's almost like you might have snapped in a good way, you know?
Yeah, I mean, you know, in high school, we were kind of taught, this statement was kind of told to us, you hold hands, you fornicate. And to a high schooler, we said, what are you talking about? You know, we rolled our eyes and we plugged our ears. Mm. And when they would try to talk about purity, and see, I love the Lord. I mean, I really did love the Lord, but it was kind of judging us before we ever even made a step. And my heart when I came in to do the purity series, it was like, they've got to know why. I do understand that statement. If you open the door physically, it's very easy to progress eventually into having sex before a marriage. If you don't have boundaries, if you don't know the red flags, if you're not trained, because these kids, they don't know. And so that became a fueling passion to equip them, to teach them, to not just tell them rules. And I'll tell you my first series. You want to hear my first series?
Give it to me.
It was called Rated R, No More Restrictions, Choose to Be Righteous. Hmm. That was over 13 years ago. And it progressed every year to different series. One series was called Scarlet. One was called Unlock. And each one had special gifts and tokens that we would give these kids. And some of my youth now are married and have done it right and are a testimony. Actually, our youth pastor that is here with us in Oahu and his wife were in my youth and young adult ministry. And they just got married this last year. And now they're running our youth ministry. Our youth pastor on Maui, Jaira, Minister Jaira, he's actually coming to the explicit conference to help us. Him and his wife started with me in junior high. And now they're running the ministry that we ran for over 10 years.
It must be quite fulfilling, rewarding, in a very deep and spiritual way, to see the fruit born. I would imagine there would have been times where you were working late and trying to get no one there to pat you on the back or to cheer you on, but you were fueled by a God-given passion and desire to communicate something. You shared about Rated R. Okay, take us further. What happened? What was the message in this Rated R? What human video did you create kind of things did you present to your young people?
Well, I think it was at that point we were trying to communicate that, you know, a lot of kids will just do what their parents say, which is good. We need to obey our parents, but it's not out of a heart choice to serve Jesus. And so they'll not sleep with a boyfriend or they'll not do that because they know they're going to get in trouble or there's going to be major ramifications. And so it's not out of a love relationship with Jesus. It's more out of rules and regulations. And I wanted to break that. I wanted to tell these kids, I want you to choose right now. It doesn't matter if you're junior high, high school, young adult, or maybe you fell in the past and you struggled, you can start new and fresh. And I think the message that God gave me years ago was about Adam and Eve and how the enemy lied to them and put doubt in them. And that when they sinned, shame and blame came in. And I said, and then they hid from God. And I told those kids, I said, listen, you don't, when you fall, when you fail, because we all fail, don't hide from God. Run to God, because he's the only one that can cover you. He can heal you. He can set you free. He can wash you with his blood and make you white as snow. And that was one of our series too, Scarlet. Though your sins are like scarlet, he can wash you white as snow.
A mother today is listening and thinking, I want my children to hear her speak. Shannon, Morocco, I want them to hear her speak. How can they hear you? How can they be a part of this conference. I mean, yourself, Shannon Morocco, there's Will Campbell, Dean Kaneshiro, Jaira, who you had mentioned.
Mm-hmm.
How do you pronounce that last name?
Ermanenta.
Ermanenta. Scotty Kobayashi. I mean, this,
so many,
and,
so
and,
many
and
great
so
speakers.
Many others. ExplicitYouth.com. Again, tell us where it's going to be, when's the next one coming up, and
okay.
You know what we can look forward to.
Well, please, parents, youth, mark your calendars. This one specifically is for junior hires on Saturday, May 16th at King's Chapel in East Oahu. The cost is very minimal. If you pay by May 11th, it's only $20. If you have a group of five or more, it's only $15. And simultaneously, we're having a parents' conference at our church as well. God has blessed us with a great building, and so we have room to be able to do that. So as we're preaching to your kids and ministering to them and challenging them, and we're having breakout sessions, and we're having creative elements and giveaways, the parents are able to talk to these pastors. We have a whole panel of pastors and leaders that have grown-up children so that you can ask questions. Have you sat there in your home going, what do I do with my child? They're hit puberty, or they're in high school, junior high. They're not the same kid, the sweet little kid they were 2 years ago. Well, you need to be here. You and limited space for the adults. I believe it's about 150 to 200 adults, and our sanctuary can fit close to 1,000. So we got room for all the junior hires. And I also want to say that Friday night, my husband is the district youth director of the Assemblies of God. He just started that this year. And so we're doing something called a one-night stand purity rally Friday night. So May 15th, junior high, high school, and young adults can all come. It's free. And we're going to do a purity rally. And then Saturday morning, if you're a junior hire, you can come to the explicit conference.
I remember having a guest and a few others. In fact, I think of the name Scotty Kobayashi. I think of the name Michelle Okimura.
Mm.
She's been on my show on a number of occasions through the years. But, you know, I remember hearing her share about an idea, about a conference, and work quietly as God allowed and enabled. And then other connections began to take place. Sometimes, Pastor Shannon, we overlook the marvel of connections that God makes. And when we reflect back, we can see his fingerprints.
Yes.
His hand over those divine meetings that we're a part of. And of course, those certain meetings, when we engage, there's a resonance in our spirit. I'm just wondering if Shannon Morocco had one of those with a Michelle. And what went on? How did it connect? How did you connect? What did you talk about? And how did the transference of the passion of the Lord for young people and purity go on between the two of you? Would you share that when we come back?
Yes, yes, definitely. I'd love to.
You're going to hear that from Pastor Shannon Morocco. Stay with us.
Wandering the road of desperate life, aimlessly beneath a barren sky. Leave it to me, I'll lead you home.
Have you heard the stories on the Good Life Hawaii radio show with Danny Amashiro and his guests?
Yup. I listen to Danny's show every day. Those testimonies inspire me in my life at work, with my family, and in my relationship with God.
Did you ever visit thegoodlifehawaii.com? There's all kinds of resources there. Danny Amashiro has interviewed hundreds of guests on subjects like parenting, business, relationships, depression, overcoming addiction, hope, and so much more.
As a matter of fact, I have. Did you know there are videos where Danny prays for your family, your finances, even a video I've used to help lead my friends to Christ?
Wow. And I hear Danny is offering special opportunities and benefits for his Good Life Partnership Club members.
Yep. Go to thegoodlifehawaii.com and remember to connect with Danny on Facebook. Follow him on Twitter, too. That's Danny Yamashiro.
I'm going to visit thegoodlifehawaii.com today.
A healthy smile can make all the difference. But where do you go for healthy teeth? Dr. Kerry Ishihara is a specialist in general dentistry in Wahiawa. With more than 20 years of experience, Dr. Ishihara serves the people of Wahiawa, including a special focus on military families. As a lieutenant colonel in the U.S. Army Reserves, he understands the needs of soldiers and families in our military community. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is proud to have Dr. Kerry Ishihara as an anchor sponsor. Call him at 621-8281. That's 621-8281.
Do you need a specialist in cosmetic dentistry? Someone who can bring the best in you from the inside out. Let Dr. Jeffrey K. Miyazawa help you. His warmth, compassion, and expertise provides all the assurance needed for your dental needs. Visit Dr. Jeffrey K. Miyazawa of Windward Family Dentistry in Kaneohe. Call him at 235-4525 to make an appointment today. That's 235-4525. Or visit jeffmiyazawa.com. Windward Family Dentistry, where a lifetime of smiles is created.
In times of economic challenge, opportunities arise. All we need is someone to say, "I believe in you." Michael Beasley, a senior executive of Kaiani Team Aloha, has seen Kaiani products improve the quality of people's lives. Michael Beasley says Kaiani's mission is to empower people globally to experience better health, wealth, and a lot of fun. Contact Michael Beasley at 277-9528. Live outside the 9-to-5 workday. Become the CEO of your own business while Kaiani handles the details. That's Michael Beasley at 277-9528. 277-9528. Active lifestyles are promoted for healthy living. There are times when injuries take place. In some cases, surgical care is necessary. That's the time to call orthopedic surgeon Dr. Calvin Oishi, with offices at both Palimomi and Kuakini. Call orthopedic surgeon Dr. Calvin Oishi at 484-2042, 484-2042.
Listening to The Good Life with Danny Yamashiro. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is a program of Danny Yamashiro Ministries, a division of Jesus Christ is Calling You. Contact Danny on Facebook and Twitter or visit him at www.thegoodlifehawaii.org. Now, let's rejoin Danny and his special guests.
Is sex love? What does God say about sex? The youth of this generation are bombarded with explicit messages and images of sex. It's a big word with just three letters, and it has big implications, life-changing impact. And it can be transformative if you look at things from a biblical, godly perspective. But how is it delivered? It's going to be delivered at explicit youth, the explicit youth conference, explicit youth conferences, I should say. You can find out more at explicityouth.com, explicityouth.com. You're listening to The Good Life Radio Show. I'm Danny Yamashiro with Pastor Shannon Morocco, who is one of the featured speakers at this conference. And as you've already heard, she is ebullient, with radiating with a love for youth, a love for people, a love for women, a love for purity, a love for translating those passions into something practical that people can grab a hold of and use in their lives. Find out more about Explicit Youth at explicityouth.com. Pastor Shannon, I can't help but to wonder, are there moments in your life where you have felt and sensed the presence of God so strongly in relation to how you relate with others in certain seasons and times when He puts you in connection with someone else? How does that relate with you? And by the way, what do you call that? And has it happened with somebody recently?
Well, I got to connect with Pastor Michelle, who's really the founder and the leader and the driving force behind that. It's her quiet strength, her humility. It's awe-inspiring. But what I call it is, destiny, a destiny connector. You know, those that are hearing today, God has destiny connectors out there for you. You might have a dream and a vision that seems huge and seems unattainable, but let me tell you, someone sitting next to you might have the answer to your dream. And my dream has always been purity. I did a purity conference in Maui and I did these series, but I had a bigger vision and I knew I couldn't do it on my own. And so through another pastor friend, he introduced me to Pastor Michelle, and we completely hit it off. And we were sisters in Christ from the moment that we met, because our heartbeats were one and the same to see a generation that is lost, that is getting pulled away and devastated by the things, the negative explicit messages that are being taught them, to come together and make a stand to give them hope and a purpose.
I look here and I don't see her picture. She is self-effacing and wants to really elevate and create a platform for others.
Yeah.
And through that, many, many lives are being impacted. What did you talk about in your first meeting that really struck things in a good way?
Oh, we just both began to go back and forth on our heart and our desire, and how God was birthing within us this dream that was so much bigger than ourselves. And we knew that it wasn't something that could be done alone, but that God was uniting many churches, many believers, many with different gifts and different things that could bring to the table. And that's what I love about this, because, you know, I got three young kids. We're, you know, senior pastors here. We're pretty busy, you know, and yet this is a vision and a dream that kind of had to be put on the side because we moved here and I was no longer a youth pastor, but yet the fire never stopped burning. And so when I connected with her, it was like a reigniting of something that God's been doing in me in the laboratory of my life for over a decade.
Destiny connector. I love those words and the way you put them together. And I think you do have a gift, a thematic gift. Things sort of fall into place. You have a capacity to observe things and to connect it with something that God has put in you and see how it organizes and falls thematically. When you say destiny connector, let's relate that now to somebody. Let's go further. You mentioned it briefly. Somebody listening today has a sense of a destiny that God has. What would that possibly look like in terms of who this person would be that is right next to them? Or
right.
How would that translate into their life practically?
Yeah, well, first, you know, you got to get a vision and you got to see it. You got to believe it and you got to write it down. Make it plain. It says, make the vision plain and write it down. And I love this. Jesse Duplantis said this. He goes, if you're not dreaming big, you're not thinking God. God is a big God, and there's nothing impossible. So why not dream for the big, crazy, outlandish things? And, you know, maybe you're out there and you've had some dreams that have been dashed, or that you've tried to step out and you've been, you know, kind of come to roadblocks. Let me tell you that through the power of the Holy Spirit, He will direct you. And as you seek God and pray, and my prayer has always been, God, not my will, but your will be done. You know, I don't want to push myself forward. I don't want to make a name for myself. I want to make a name for God. And I think when you have that heart, God will align you with people. Be open to be a student, no matter who it is, to learn from people and to glean from those around you. And I believe in that He'll begin to start putting the puzzle pieces together that really will unlock your destiny.
It's quite obvious that you have a teachable heart, a teachable spirit. You're a learner. I think there's a distinction between those who, you know, like you mentioned, Jesse Duplantis and the quote about, if you're not dreaming big, you're not thinking God. I don't know
right.
if that's correct, mm-hmm. but there are those who have big dreams, but they live in the silo of their own world. So it becomes a fantasy that
right.
can never be translated into reality, because in their mind, they're going to do it themselves. Or the danger of it becomes, in my estimation, They start creating, it could even be a point of creating their own their own weirdness right. over time, because yeah. there's no mirrors in their lives in the form of other people.
Yeah, you need accountability. You have to, you know, be involved in a local church, you know. And one thing that I know is when you support and come under someone's vision, God will help you see your vision come to pass. You know, I am so humbled and honored to be a part of such a staff. You know, we're one church in over almost 120 locations all over the world. It started with one little church in Maui over 34 years ago. And in May, we're about ready to celebrate 35 years of ministry under Dr. Morocco and Pastor Colleen. And it's such a privilege to be in a team of pastors and ministers that have been raised up in the house, you know, that were saved. And then they were small group leaders. And then now they're pastors. And now they're across the world in Fiji and Japan and Tahiti and in the Philippines and the mainland. And accountability is huge. And bringing it before your leaders and helping them mold those things together is very important.
Well, they might say, hey, that's a great vision, but you need to work on this part.
Yeah.
And there's this aspect of your life or your character or your skill level that needs to be improved, and here's how you can do it. But if we never share it and we're never open to receive what others are saying about it, there's actually no improvement.
Right.
Within us as people. So another way of looking at it is God could give you an amazing gift with an amazing capacity, but if you don't, there's no accountability, there's no teaching instruction,
yeah.
Unteachable, no teachability.
You're not going to go very far.
and are you doing what you're supposed to do? Or are you wasting or failing to invest in what God wants because of that desire to do it on your own.
Yeah.
I think these are, not to be negative, but to be truthful, to be authentic.
Yeah.
Because you're an example, Pastor Shannon, of someone who, you know, obviously you've come up from under authority, you've come up from under serving someone's vision, a God-given yeah. vision, and now God has given that to you. And someone today, dear friend, hey, look, don't be offended. Don't say, oh, Danny, there you go again, man. No, don't. I don't want you to feel that way. I want you to know my heart. I want you to know, hey, look, I've been where you are too. I know what it's like to feel like, no, I'm going to do this on my own. I can do it on my own. Well, I've also learned that I could try to do things and then even accomplish things, but it's nothing compared to what God could have done or would have done. And here's the thing, there's still hope of what God is going to do in you, in me, in us. Oh, soften your heart, dear friend. Soften your heart and let God mold. Let's do it together, okay? And with Pastor Shannon Morocco. We'll be back with more.
Wandering the road of desperate life, aimlessly beneath the barren sky. Leave it to me, I'll lead you home.
Danny Yamashiro Ministries presents the Good Life Partnership Club. Join today and receive Danny Yamashiro's inspirational biography, Paradise Calls, as an ebook, a slice of the Good Life CD by mail, a monthly personal letter from Danny that include inspiring devotionals, insider's access of new stories to share, and quarterly newsletters featuring guests, resources, and opportunities for ministry. Plus, a personal invitation to have dinner with Danny Yamashiro this year and a special Christmas gift exclusively for club members. All this for a minimum monthly commitment of just $25 per month at thegoodlifehawaii.com. For less than $1 per day, the Good Life Partnership Club membership will enrich you and multiply by spreading the hope of Jesus Christ to millions across the United States and the world. People like your family and friends. Join today at thegoodlifehawaii.com and click partners. That's thegoodlifehawaii.com.
Hi, this is Danny Yamashiro. Many people tell me how the Good Life Hawaii radio show has made a difference in their lives, how they've shared our free podcast with friends and family from thegoodlifehawaii.com. Others have connected on Facebook and Twitter. This is made possible through our corporate sponsors. Mahalo to Wahiwa dentist Dr. Kerry Ishihara, Dr. Jeffrey K. Miyazawa of Windward Family Dentistry, Burt's Union Service Station on School Street, Michael Beasley of Kaiani, Fran Villarmia Kahavai of Properties International Limited, Chenan and Arinaga Financial Group Incorporated, LNS Marine Services Consultants, Arsina Kailihiva of Purium, and orthopedic surgeon Dr. Calvin Oishi. To find out how to become a corporate sponsor, click partners at thegoodlifehawaii.com. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show, Hawaii's only local inspirational Christian talk show on 99.5 The Word, weekdays at 2 p.m. and 12 midnight, providing opportunities to connect family and friends with Jesus Christ.
Listening to The Good Life with Danny Yamashiro. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is a program of Danny Yamashiro Ministries, a division of Jesus Christ is Calling You. Contact Danny on Facebook and Twitter or visit him at www.thegoodlifehawaii.org. Now, let's rejoin Danny and his special guests.
Welcome back to our show. I'm very glad that you're with us today. Grateful that you're with us today. You know what? I find it a great gift, a great privilege to be able to spend this time with you during your day. Whatever you're doing, whether you're in the car, whether you're at home, whether you're at work, but God has created a divine connection in the words of Pastor Shannon Morocco. I love that phrase. For you and for me, for us. The Lord is working in your life, and we certainly want to encourage you with that as a parent, as a person, as someone who may not even know the Lord personally. Pastor Shannon, do you have a word for someone, a message, just something maybe even short, someone that today, maybe even a young person, who is definitely searching, seeking, but they don't know what it means to have a relationship with God? It's somewhat cryptic to them.
Yeah, well, you know, this morning the Lord led me to Jeremiah, and I love it, where it says, I knew you before I formed you in your mother's womb. Before you were born, I set you apart and appointed you as a prophet to the nations. And, you know, then Jeremiah as a young man says, but God, I can't speak, and I'm too young. And I was encouraging our staff this morning, saying, you know, you don't say I'm too blank. Okay, so you fill it in. So for some of you, it might be, I'm too young. Or for some of you, it might be, I'm too old. Or I'm disqualified. And I felt like the Lord say, take that out. Because the Lord says that He's going to put the words in your mouth. He will use you. He's formed you. And He can turn every situation for good. So if you're out there, know that God loves you with an everlasting love. And that as you cling to Him and you seek Him, He will make way where there is no way.
You know, when God says that, and when we say it, what do we mean that God can make a way where there seems to be no way?
Well, I think, you know, maybe it's your past. Maybe you've come from a really hard past and you feel like you're marked and you're labeled by that past. What God can do is when you receive Jesus as your Lord and Savior, it says that He'll wash you, He'll clean you brand new. The old has gone and the new has come. You are ready to start fresh in what He has, and you don't have to carry that baggage anymore. When He forgives you, He forgives you. He doesn't bring it up anymore, and you can begin to move forward in what God has for you.
Now, you've been pastoring here. You've been pastoring for many years, working with young people. There are things that are happening with the explicit conference. There's a junior high conference. You said there's a senior high conference. There's a conference for pastors. I mean, parents. For parents.
Yeah.
A lot is going on. How can someone find out more? What can you give the website?
Yeah, please go to your computers and pull up explicityouth.com and get more dates, more information. We have a young adults conference, which is college through 30, August 6th through the 8th at First Assembly of God Red Hill. And then another high school explicit in September, the 18th and 19th as well at Red Hill. And then a parent, you know, you might think, oh, you know, we just are reaching the youth. But, you know, one thing, Danny, that is huge, as youth pastors, one thing I've known is you can minister to the youth and you can minister to them, but when they go home, it's so important as a parent that you get on board as well. And actually, our job as youth pastors is to support you, is to help you, to back you as a parent, to help with your child. And that's why even with the junior high conference that's coming up on May 16th, we're simultaneously having a parents conference in the other room that's going to be fabulous, equipping in every aspect.
Let's say I'm a parent at a church, I'm listening to this, and I think this would be good for our church, or whatever that church may be. Is there a way for us to connect our youth group? Can I have our youth pastor contact someone that's part of Explicit to maybe find out more, make arrangements?
Yes, please do. I mean, we have many, many youth ministries that are partnering and coming and bringing their
partnering,
youth.
Partnering, that's what I'm talking about.
You can go to explicithawaii@gmail.com and you can get more information. We actually have hundreds, thousands actually of flyers that are made that we can send to you or hand deliver to you. Or you can go to the explicityouth.com, the website, get more information. You're not going to want to miss this. God is doing something. This is a movement that's going to shake Hawaii.
Well, in doing so, it will do so for the, I could just see the possibilities of it doing so in the for the generations to come.
Oh, yes.
Because of what's being communicated to young people. Such a critical stage in their lives and also a critical stage in Hawaii, really, really in our nation and in our world. What about the issue or the concern of sexual identity?
Mm-hmm.
Will you talk about that? Is this somewhere on the radar of Explicit?
Well, you know, Explicit means very clear and complete, leaving no doubt about the meaning. That's the definition of Explicit. And our heart is to very gracefully and in a way that will be okay for many ears to hear. You know, you're talking about junior hires. Some are on both sides of the spectrum. You have one junior hire that's never heard anything about sex, and then you have another junior hire that is having sex.
Mm-hmm.
But our heart is to transcend all those different levels and be able to talk about identity, to be able to talk about purpose, but also answer the tough questions. Listen, this is what I realized years ago as a youth pastor, that sometimes we don't think it, but they're being talked to at school about the most crazy things. And if we don't do it as a church and communicate the truth of the word and the truth about who they are and what they've been created to do, they're going to listen to the lies. So as a church, we've got to rise up. So maybe you're out there and your youth pastor or a leader and going, oh, I'm not going to take my kid to that. I don't want them to hear it. Listen, they're going to hear it. They're seeing it all over.
Probably already hearing it.
Right? Yeah. So let's bring God's heart in this, and we're going to equip them. We're going to bring an openness to this, that if they're struggling with pornography, go talk to your leader about it. There's help. If you're struggling with identity, maybe you're struggling with your sexual identity, hey, we're there to help you, walk you through it. You know, the three goals of Explicit is identity, healing, and empowerment. Isn't that amazing? Help these kids know their identity in Christ. In healing, helping them be healed of hurt and shame and pain through God's power and love. And then empowerment. We seek to inspire and equip people to not only for their lives now, but for godly marriages and godly families in the future.
So you see, there's some structure to all of this.
Oh, there is.
There's a good bone structure of upon which the sinews and the flesh is being built. I think God is moving. I believe God is moving. It's getting, you know, when you talk about movements, things get beyond the control or the guise or the plans of one person or one group or one church, even.
Yeah.
Possibly even one denomination. Things begin to transcend. Those could be some certain characteristics that you would see, or they are telltale signs that Well, this is really beyond anyone, something they can do by themselves. And you begin to see the hand of God in it. And the timing of God is really perfect. Perfect for you, perfect for us, for anyone who has is a parent, who has children that are growing. Age brackets. What's the range, Pastor Shannon, of who can attend?
Yeah, well, junior high is 6th through 8th grade, and then senior high, you know, is 9th through 12th, and then there's young adults. So we are trying to separate, because there is certain topics that you're not going to talk to a junior high or about and a young adult and vice versa, you know, so we're trying to be age appropriate, but also really deal with the issues and really go to their level, but challenge them to rise to another level. Do you get what I'm saying?
Pastor, we've got about a minute and a half left. Could you lead in a prayer for a parent and for children?
Yes, young let's people. Do that. Thank you so much for listening. And I'm just going to pray over you today. Lord, I just thank you for every person that is listening today. God, that you've handpicked them. You know them by name. Lord, and I thank you that you are beginning to move in their life. Maybe it's a dream that you're resurrecting. Maybe you're bringing healing to the past wounds and hurts, and maybe the lies of the enemy that have tried to cripple them. But Lord, we thank you that you're releasing them into a mighty destiny. I pray, God, that as they seek you first, God, that they would see those desires of their heart come to pass. And so, Lord, bless them. May you become so real to them right now. We thank you in your name. Amen.
Amen. Pastor Shannon Morocco, wow. I'm amazed at what God has done in your life. I hope to meet your husband, Pastor Josh Morocco, sometime very soon.
And
I look forward to what God is going to do through the explicit series now. It's a series, series of
conferences. Yes.
My dear friend, as you've heard Pastor Shannon today, you know what? It is our hope that you've been encouraged by her insights, by her passion, her heart. You can find out more at explicityouth.com. You know, God's timing is indeed perfect, and there's no better time than right now to share the love of Christ with someone near you. And if you haven't done so, this is the perfect moment for you to open your heart to Jesus Christ. Would you do it? Go to thegoodlifehawaii.com, click Get to Know Jesus. I've got a special video presentation there. To help us with your financial support, to make a donation, go to thegoodlifehawaii.com and click Partners. I want to thank you in advance. Psalm 100, verse 5, "For the Lord is good and His love endures forever. His faithfulness continues through all generations." It's always a blessing to be with you. Special thank you to Pastor Shannon Morocco, explicityouth.com. Until next time, along with my technical producer, Chaz Ontai, guest coordinator, Jamie Lee Kwai, and web designer, Arlen Nagata, I'm Danny Yamashiro. Remember, the Lord is with you. Let Him unleash your God-given purpose today.
Thank you for listening in on today's broadcast of The Good Life with host Danny Yamashiro. We hope that today's program has been a blessing for you. The Good Life radio program is listener supported, and we'd like to encourage you to pray about becoming a sponsor or donor. Your support makes it possible for us to continue to minister to God's people through The Good Life. To become a sponsor or to make a donation, please visit thegoodlifehawaii.org. That's thegoodlifehawaii.org. And may God richly bless you with The Good Life.